see if the sound patch is strong enough. It's not your day of time when you're in Manchester.
Megillah will be reading in Purim Abalein Al Teva. It says in Pasuk, Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abira, Shmai Mardchai, and it's described as an Ishimini. Why is he called Ishimini? So I've said often, famous pshat from the Alfi Yehuda, the great Darshonim, who says later it says in the Megillah that in the 12th month, on the 13th day, B'Yoyim Asher Sivru Oivre Yehudim Lishlok Behem, V'Nahapichu Asher Yishol Yehudim Heima B'Sinei. The day which Sivru, the Goyim, they yearned, they hoped to be shelled on the Eden, and Mordechai, instead of Sivru, he switched the pintle from a sin to a shin, from the left side to the right side, so it became B'yoyim asher Sivru oivrei hayehudim. La'apichu. Therefore, he's called Ishimini, the one who was able to switch the pintle from the left side to the right side. Do you think of Purim Dika Vort? Very deep Vort. So I thought the Vinarov brings this Alfi Yehuda, and he says, how did Mordechai have the Koyach, the Hapichu, to change from Sivru to Shivru? He said, the Megillah itself performed this, because the Megillah calls him Ishimini, Asher Heglo Yishalayim. In granted, just parenthetically, the Tefillah Tzaddik, the Blue Shiver says, it says in the Pasuk, Mirushalayim, right? Which is Gimachi Ushmoy Mordechai. In other words, everyone asked the Shailash, Haglum Shalayim, Agoyilash, Haglum Vukhadetzel. All Yidin went to Golos with the Vukhadetzel, Yimachshma, right? The Pshat is Mordechai wouldn't stop. He was a Yid from Yerushalayim. And Ushmoy Mordechai is Gimachi and Yerushalayim. That his whole life, even though decades have passed, he still remains a Yerushalmi, as the Tver Shleimer teaches. Im ha-goyla, Asher Hoglim, is constantly, not that nature is that people go into Golos. It's a strange culture, a strange society, different land. But eventually they became acclimatized and assimilated, and the Golos is not so bad. And you build a warm mikveh every day, and you have a Yishmak of Esmedrish. I'll take it in time. Mordechai was constantly Meitzar, Vidoyik, Tomid, and Churim. He was like, just he went into Golos the first time. Because he was an Ishimini, because how did he become an Ishimini? That's a Haglam Yerushalayim, because he remained a Yerushalmi, dovuk to the Beis HaMikdash, his whole time. And therefore, that was just the hepech of the Gemara says, what was the gzeira of Haman? Shenenu misudase shol yisrei roshu. The whole Sudas of the Russia was to mock and scoff. Churim Beis HaMikdash, we took out the Kli Beis HaMikdash, they dressed up the big deko in Godel. And Mordechai was either just the opposite of it. And therefore he had the power of an Hapich. To understand what they're talking about, it's a very deep, profound vort. You find another connection to Yerushalayim. Gemara in Taimus, everyone knows. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Brei Rishon Vashela, Omar Rav. Right, kishem shebishenichnus of mematim b'simcha kach mishenichnus of that all the meforshim are medayik. What's the kishem kach? What is the connection, even an inverse proportion between Tisha B'Av and Pur? And you see in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim and Siman Tov Kuf Samach, the Mechaber Paskins, if you make a Suda, and the Taz al-Asar says, even a Suda Smitzvah, you never put out all of your fancy utensils, bevasachas. Because it says in Pasuk, Eles Yerushalayim al-Reish Simchosi. Right? What Pasuk says, Yem Eshkechech Yerushalayim tishkach Yemini. It's a chayat that if you're an Ish Yemini, you don't forget Yerushalayim, and you're able to have the power of an Hapichu. Even by a Suda Smitzvah, Chasidus, a Mitzvah, a Brismila, a Pidina Ben, you still don't show up. Says the Bank of Emden in the Murak Siyah, and so it's brought in the Shari Tshuva, in Sufsim and Tafri Tzadikei, there's one exception in the year, and that's Suda Spurim. Pili Plois, why Dafka Suda Spurim more than any other Yom Tif? you're allowed to put out all your fancy utensils to deck out with all the covered hodr, and you don't, we don't have the Indian of Eletz Yishalayim al Rosh Simchos. I saw this year was something totally new to me in the Sefer Yosef Lekach Tor Protan from Elazar Ashkenazi, the author of the Maizei Hashem, buried in Krokin in the Ramos Cemetery. It's a moiridik word. Everyone knows the din of Purim is Chayiv Inishal Besumim Bepuri Adol Yodav Venar Ham the Baruch Pot. And everyone asks a funny halacha, right? Chazal throughout Chas are Megane, a person who gets drunk, Gefelcha Mida. Have to do it, unfortunately, with people who are alcoholics. It's not a gewaltig way. Mitamalam Purim, Chayiv Inishal Besumim Bepuri. Says Rebbe Elazar Ashkenazi, a moiridik word. Chazal wanted to be Yidin Shemi Besimcha on Purim. But they knew this was a generation after these eras of Tshuva. They were the generation, many of them, like Mordechai himself, saw the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And they knew that the Zecher of the Churban Beis HaMikdash will shter the Simchas Purim. Asher Al Kein, Chazal made an exception the whole year. Here is a din where you can Sumei B'Purim. Didn't want to say, the Shir is, you'll forget about Yerushalayim. That's a Lashon Gnus. They worded it until you can't differentiate between Bar Ham and Baruch Mordechai. Or but the emesis Chazal allowed this infinite, unlimited, unparalleled Simcha Besumei, right? Dafka to forget the Churban to be able to sameach and Simchas Purim. What in the world? Why by Purim did we relax the Eles Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchos? To understand this, just if what I say today is not correct, Hashem atav yechaper, but it's based on all Yisoides from Sforim HaKadosh from Tzadikim. We know all the Sforim bring, everyone brings that the month of Adar is a month of Tshuva, and therefore Chazal say Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, which is 1,382, which is Gimatri of Achsi Reinu B'Tshuva Shleim, month of Tshuva. As the Imre Chaim, the Vidush Rebbe says. By the way, 1,382 is also Begimatria, Kisei David Avdecha Meheira L'Soy Chatoch. Again, connected to Binyan Yerushalayim. What chat v'achzirenu b'shuva shleimo? Shuva shleimo is pek shuva mehav. Which everyone knows. There's Elul before Rosh Hashanah, which is shuva meyira. Adar before Nisan is shuva mehav. And therefore, that's the Indian that says in the Megillah, "V'shalom lavois," which is the Indian kemoitzi shol rav, because the true mehava is doinos nasaloi kizoch. That's the shol rav of Purim, and therefore, that's the Indian of a chodesh asher nepach lahem, that the true mehava is doinos nasaloi kizoch. When does it start? You're a day late, because the Indian says in Sfas Emes b'shem Zayde the Chodesharim, that just like this 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. Alderov said there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Adar until Yud Nisan, which is the day of Shabbos HaGodol, which is the Sharanun, Alma de Cheirus, etc., etc., which is the ultimate level of redemption. And therefore, the bracha ends off Haroitze B'Shuva, which is Gimatria Rosh Chodesh Adar and Matevis. And therefore, Purim B'Milui is Gimatria Tshuva. So I've established Purim equals Adar is a month of Tshuva. Why is Purim a month of Tshuva? Or Adar a month of Tshuva? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. Every child with short trousers comes from Cheder knows that Purim is Yom Kippur. Chin is Yom Kippur, as I said in Tikkun Nisayir, Tikkun Chof Aleph, as everyone is quite aware. And it says in Pasuk, Vayomim Elun Diskorim V'Naisim, which is Gimatria, Ki Yom Kippurim L'Chaper Aleichem, Mikrim Begillus Gimatria, Yom Kippurim Ematevis, Oivra Pesh, Gimatria, Migil Nikrus. Now, okay, so, Tshuva, Yom Kippur. Where is the source? Let's just simple people. If I, in the Chinas Moki, where would I say that the Slicha Mechil, the Kapara of Yom Kippur, where does it come from? Where is the location of Mechilas, the Kapara, the Oyer, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur? No, that's in the Zman, the time of Yom Kippur, the Chaper. What is the counter, like, in the Chinas Moki? Beis HaMikdash. Okay, could we be more precise? Kodesh Kadosh. You don't got to be a genius to work this out, right? Yom Kippur is the only day in the year where the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh Kadosh. So the source of the mechila, of the slicha, the kapora of Yom Kippur, the kivas likim of Yom Kippur, comes from the Kodesh HaKadosh. Based on Mikdosh, and more precisely, therefore we know that Arizal tells us, the whole kavona of Homon, really Ben Besachashverish is also an oisvorf in this whole story, right? Homon is kineged Malchu Shamayim. And we've discussed this countless times in the past. Therefore, the whole kavana of Haman and Achashverosh was to stop the rebuilding of the Beis Hamidrash, which already partially was given Rishoyin, and it was partially started. Therefore, when Achashverosh tells Esther HaMalka, Achatzi HaMalchus V'seyos, Rashi says, Al-Azhar, what's Chatzi HaMalchus? Because the Abish's name is Yudke Vovke. Bizman, there's an Amalek and Agag, a Haman in the world, only Yudke, Kierokit Yudke, right? Yeah, and therefore Achatzi HaMalchus, Biz Yerushalayim, Biz the Beis Hamidrash. I explained it previous year, I can't remember which year, but the whole idea of building Shushan and the Suda was the mamish to make a dogma of Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash in Bovel, not only a replica, but that should be the substitute for Yerushalayim and Akash. And that's why, I've discussed many times, Minig Yisrael, Kemat, all Tfutzus Yisrael, all Eidus Kedoshis, is that the Suda's Purimak, but the second Suda, your Mamshich, you're living in Manchester, but your Mamshich, the second Suda, the Iker Suda's Purim, into Shushan Purim, to remember Yerushalayim. Because that's the day when they're celebrating Yerushalayim. You want to, in Chutz Laaretz, to have a connection to tap into Yerushalayim. Why was it? Because Haman ben Amdasa is Gematria 597, which is one more than the Gematria of Yerushalayim. So Haman felt he could have a Shlita over Yerushalayim. Why did he want? Because the whole Tachlis of Amalek is to be misnagid to the Gilui Kveid Malchus Yisborach in this world. The Iker Kvetch is this world. I've said many, many times. Amalek has no problem if the Eibishter resides in great honor somewhere in Attic and Arich and Atzilus in a different world, the cosmos, and he's very happy there. You know, as long as the Eibishter doesn't invade my bedroom and my boardroom and my bathroom with all these minutiae of halachos. Therefore, what is the gematria of Yehudi Lo, Shema Yisrael Hashem Adonai Echad, 1118? And how much is Boruch Shem Kved Malchus Levoi, which is the Eibishter Malchus Shemayim down here, 58. What's the difference between 1,358 and 1,118? 240. What is the gematria of 240? Amalek. Amalek is the hefrish between Yehudi Lo and Yehudi Tato. The Eibishter could be somewhere in heaven, Gesunterheit. Not the Boruch Shem Kved Malchusei Lo'ilam Voed down here. And therefore you see the Iker Hisnagdus of Amalek in the Mitzvah Hashem were for those mitzvahs that are called the bris. What does a bris do? It's mechaber shamayim v'oretz. He took the milas, the arlas, and the zayrich hapimayla. You take the word bris, beis, reish, yud, tof, says Rav Amshor, b'miluoy, and it's gematria, baruch shem kvei melchus ilam vod. Right? And therefore, just by the way, that's why he also says, I said before, Mishenichnus Odor Marbin Besimcha, which we said is Gimatria Vachzirenu Beshuva Shleim, is also Gimatria Baruch Shein Kved Bachutu Lenvoed, plus the 24 Aizius. That's what Amalek is fighting against. Oh, Yivalt. Therefore, Derech Agav, the Pasuk says, La Yehudim Hoysa, it's a Muridic of Vort, he says, I'm sure. La Yehudim Hoysa Oira Vesasa in Vesimcha of Yechor, says the Gemara Megillah, Tafta Zayin, Omer Ab Yudah. Oira refers to what? Toira. Ner mitzvah Toira, Oira. Simcha refers to Yontif, Samach Pergech. Sosain refers to what? Mila. Sosain comes out. Viakar Elu, Tfilin. Says Rav, I'm sure, Amurit Lechap. Toira, Viyontif, Umila, Utfilin, Imakoil, Gimatria, Baruch Shem Fedor. Because these are the mitzvahs that Megalim, Malchus Shemayim, Dafk in this world, these are the mitzvahs that Amalek wants to destroy, and that was the Krisis. Where do you find the Eibishter? Where is the place in the world, in the universe, where Shemayim meets Oretz? Mokum de Neshika Shemayim Aria. That is the Beis Hamikdash, Ubifrat the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's where heaven and earth meet. The end of heaven, the beginning of the Evan Jesia. Shemisav Hushas, that's where the world. And therefore, he says also, if you don't add the Vavs, Torah, Yom, Torah, Yontif Mila Tfilin is Gematria one more than Haster Aster. The whole idea of Esther, of the Megillah, is to Megala the Hastora through these mitzvahs, you Megala the Kohen Malchus in the world. Okay, which is the day in the year which is connected to Baruch Shem Kohen Malchus in the world that we say it, unlike the Gemara in Pesachim, we say it the Kol Rom, not the Chashoy, we say it proudly.
Yom Kippur.
Because in Yom Kippur is Beduk, as the Radziner says, and so Yeshorim. The rest of the year, no one is perfect, no one's whatever. And there's a sultan who's mekatrik. Therefore, you got to say it b'chashur. Masha'enkin Yom Kippur, every Eid is derhoib. And all the averis fall apart. And Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, ha-sultan is gimachri is shin samach dalet. On Yom Kippur, he has no reshus to be mastin. So Yom Kippur, you could megalit, baruch, shen kvein, mechutl, and void, bereish glit. Right, because Yom Kippur is like achas pashonu. But he Yom Echod to the Gemara that refers to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not a cheshm. Like Echod is chad v'loy b'chushm. That part of the it's above time, above space. Just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim is above time and above space. Mokhem Or and Eremit. Fine, so good. I'm all saying this is like dumb with what I'm talking about. Right. Al derech se Purim. I've discussed countless times in past years before Purim. What is the Indian of Purim? The Isgalus also of the taste of the future. There's a Chumsuifer who writes in his drasha, and I've said many times, if a rabbi in Manchester would say this in a drasha, they'd throw him out of town, they'd call him a Pekiris. But they state in the drasha of Moran Chumsuifer, the Oyer Kodesh HaKol B'Megillah Hu Mamish Yoyser Godel V'Nichbun P'Rasteinu HaKdoish HaBasim. The Kedusha that's expressed through reading Megillah is greater than the Torah itself. Awesome. There's like a, you see, it's awesome. And that's how they pshat. I'm going to tell you it's a word from Pinchas Friedman. That's why Chazal say in Megillah, in the Pasuk Halacha, Mevatlin Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. What's the logic in it? Because Torah Chazal say, the Torah we have today, Shurash Nagas Haparah, is called Noivlis Chochma. It's not the Etzem Chochma of the Ebeshter. It comes from, it stems from, it's sources, it's Noivl from Chochma Elyonah. Masha Enkin Megillah, Mikra Megillah is Mamish the Shar Hanun, which is the etzem chachmosa yizborech, which is even a higher gili than Torah itself. And they have mevatel Talmud Torah, as we learn from Mikrim, the Kedusha of Mikrim Megillah. Al derech, it says in Pasuk, in Yeshaya, ki Torah me'iti teitzei, so chazal darshan v'yikarabba, Torah chadosha me'iti teitzei. Everyone goes crazy, how can it be Torah chadosha? Rambam, Yigil Ikrim, we have one of the animam names, that Torah zoi totiye muchlefes. It means the Torah that we have now, as Sharsh Nechazaporo, is dealing with the Neuvelus Chochmah. The Torah Chadosha Me'iti, Me'es Yud, is the Torah of the Chochmah Atzma of the Rebbein Shalom as much higher. Which is also Pshat, Yalkut Shemini, and Chazal say, Kol Amoyadim Asidim Libotel, Chutz Mipur. Me'apurim Eil Yavr Mitecha Yehudim. What's Pshat? The Chas V'Shalom, you'll be still keeping Sukkis and Shuas and Pesach when Mashiach comes. Nor explains all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Vichayim explains, well, everyone explains this. The Bnei Soscher, and the Bemez Shalom HaKadosh, B'Shem the Bnei Salevi, Shlom HaKabetz. When Mashiach will come, the Gili Oyer will be so great, the revelation of Elikus will be so great, that all the other Moedim, the Oyeris that is Nesgal in that time, Yom HaMez Manazel, will be like nothing compared to, it'll be like a Ner B'Fnei Avuk. Masha'en Kim Purim, even today, is a taste of that Oyer, the light of the Or HaGonus, the hidden light, the Mashiach. And by the way, that was Misgalda, we'll soon discuss. What did Haman try to hang Mordechai on? The Eitz Kavoya? Chamishima. Why Chamishima? As all this for him say, because that was the Sharnun of Tumor. And the Sharnun of Tumor is Bechinas Kesa, which nothing makes sense, nothing is logical, it's above rhyme and reason. And he thought if he goes to the Chamishim Shari Tuma, and Mordechai is like the Gilgul of Moshe, he only had Memter Shari Tuma, there he could victory. Masha'enkin Mordechai tapped into the Bechina of Moshe and is passing. Chazal say, V'lo ha'yedeya, Haman didn't know, he knew that Moshe died on Adar. V'lo ha'yedeya, that Moshe died in Adar, but he was also born in Adar. So everyone asks, who are you born before you die? So Sadiqim say, Tzor Shalem, he didn't know that after Moshe Pistalkus of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born again, the Gilgul was Mordechai. And when Moshe passed away, he passed away on Har Nun Nevoi, Nun Boi. as we discussed countless times, right? And therefore Mordechai's Purim taps into the Bechina of Nun, and therefore Mordechai was able to what? Be the Le'umah said, the counterbalance to Haman, the Eitz Gavaya Chamishim Am of Tuma, right? And therefore the Briskunas Eilim says, Mordechai, scramble the letters, you get the word Derech Yam. You're not going to be a genie. Yam is 50. Mordechai had the derech in the 50th gate, which is the reason why the yontif is called Purim, as in Yudmem. The poor, that his that poor Haman, Ne'apach Lebereinu, we were also able to tap the 50. That's why, by the way, who was the guy who, in the Megillah, the Pashtus, who told the king that this wicked Haman wants to hang Mordechai, right? And he told him, why don't you do a good idea and hang him on the gallows and go swinging, right? A guy called Charvona. Who is Charvona? So Chazal say in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Charvona was really Eliyahu HaNovi with Mislabish Charvona. Why Eliyahu HaNovi? You're not going to be genius. Because the whole idea of Purim, the next Purim, is a tapping into the Shar Nun of Lasid Lovi, of Mashiach. Who's the one who heralds Mashiach with Mavasagula? Well, Nishner does whenever you have a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara can't, the Chazal can't resolve. We say Teku. What's the root word of Teku? Says the Zohar HaKadosh is really tikkun. At the moment, it's teku, it stands unresolved. When Mashiach will come, and Eliyahu will be Mizgala, then you have the tikkun, which is the nun, and therefore, with the teku plus the nun, you got a tikkun, that's lost love. Which is why Mashiach is nutrikun, Mashiach is gala, shar chamish. Therefore, says the holy Tver HaShleim, and I'm continuing every Amuritical Oshin, quote, B'chol shono v'shono mis'oiri me'apurim koichin shel Mordechai lo'yfial b'nei Yisrael o'ir ha'gonus l'sadikim me'olam ha'chochma. On Purim, you can be megala the etzem olam of chochma, which is higher than the type of Torah you could learn a whole year. And therefore, the Amuritik is fas emes, Purim tofer samach gimel, he says, remember in Bereishis, when it says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, what did the pasuk say? Vayehi Or. There was an Or. But it wasn't the Or that Eibishter really envisaged, right? Therefore it says, what Lashon Vayehi? And Chazal say, the beginning of the Sugi Megillah, Ein Vayehi El Lashon Tzar. Why is the Lashon Tzar? Because it wasn't the Or that the Eibishter originally wanted. Mashengi by Purim, it says, Vayehudim Hoysa Oira. Hoya is Lashon Simcha. Because now there's an oir of Asid Love which stays by us a whole year. And in fact, at the time I give you 25,000 billion Ramosim, that Purim is Oir HaGonus, but I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to bother you. Just to say that the Mokim of the Oir HaGonus is the Beis HaMikdash. You remember the Gemara of Abbasar by Hurdus? Yeah? Who Kaba Oire Shel Oilum? Because Chazal say in Beishab, the source of all light in the world is the Beis HaMikdash. Heyer eres michvoidei and kovet al beis hamikdash. The source of light is beis hamikdash oyrei shel oylam, and therefore Purim we tap into the beis hamikdash. Therefore, it's a yontiv of lichtika. That's what the meaning is, like candles at the sudas Purim v'chul. Now, so Purim is bevchinas Yishlayim, more specifically beis hamikdash, right? And deeper yet is the kodesh hakodesh. What is the central focal piece of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Earth. 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 Okay, you're going to be this week's parsha. Yeah? Yeah? How tall was the Oren? 1.5 ounces. So how many tefachim would that be? Nine. The 6 tefachim to an arm in the base. And therefore the Gemara says in Sukkah, the beginning, that the Oren plus the Kapiris, Oren is 9 Tvachim, the Kapiris is the 10th Tefach, together you have what? 10, right? And that creates the Ashuras HaShechinah, because the Gemara says, Be'olam l'yorod HaShechinah l'mato mi'asor, and if the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, I want to connect to the Parsha, V'ne'arati l'chosham, V'dibarti yitchom y'al HaKapiris, because that's Pshat Oil Torah, the Shikav Adayin says, Kol Be'asor HaShechinah Shar. Why the Shechina Shakya? When there's the place of the Oren and the Kapiris, that's where the Shechina. And he brings up a Tikkun Zohar. I never heard this before in my life, but you'll live and learn. I use regular gematrias. I'm a simple guy, right? But he says if you take 10, the letter Yud, and you do it, the Tikkun Zohar says this, you do it with a gematria where it's type, a method of gematria where Aleph times Aleph, Beis times Beis, Gimel times Gimel. I did it. I worked it out. Work your way out till Yud times Yud. then the gematria of every one of the first 10 letters of the alephbeis squared, right, is gematria 385, which is gematria shchina. The fact that the Orin, the Kaperis, was 10 Tvachim, that was Mamshich the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdosh, Umisham, Chalim Shkuf Matumim, Eire Yoytzvah Chaloyim. And the Balaturim says, therefore, Orin is Gimachia Nazer, 257, which is, Nazer means a Kesser, and therefore, Aroin Asishitim is Gimachia Kesser Elyon, the highest level of Kesser Elyon, above the world, above Atah, that was Nimshich over there. And through that, I now understand, I'm putting two and two together, how the source in the Mokim of the victory over Haman was Dafka the Arna Kodesh, the Pechinas Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Because Haman ben Amdosa Agogi and Makoilus Gimachia 620 Kesser. The Tzoyer Kol Yehudim is also Gimachia 620. He wanted to tap in the Bechin of Kesser. Those who know Kabbalah 101, Kesser is above Chochmah, it's above Bina, above Das, above Midas. It's like this Ein Tam L'Rotzin. It's above logic, it's above rationality. It's Haliach Esav L'Yankiv, where Yankiv and Esav are equal. On that level, unrationally, how could you compare Yankiv and Esav? Yankiv with on a level where everything is the same, where chashecha ke'oira, no difference, Yefrum, not from rice of Yankee, whatever, that is called the level of keser, higher than rotzim, higher than seichel, right? And that is the level which is nizgal in the kodesh kedosh. And Haman, Harosha, thought he could tap into this shara nun, this is keser, etc., etc., and therefore have a whatever. And there's a famous mimer the Rebbe said in Tafshin Yud Gimel. Everyone in Bavashi knows this mimer, because the Rebbe always fabrengd, Sichi spoke, and then he had a mimer at the end, usually. Tafshin Yud Gimel, the Rebbe spoke a mimer, like whatever, said a mimer. At the end of the fabrengd, the Rebbe said another mimer. And everyone was like, wow! It was like crazy. Before the Rebbe told, I said this once, the Rebbe told a story. That in times of the Rebbe, when they deposed the Tsar in Russia, and there was an interim government, and there was elections, the Rebbe at the time said every chassid should vote for whatever. So the chassid didn't have a clue what's going on in the world. But the Rebbe gave him a vote. He had to listen to a Rebbe. He went to the mikveh, put on the gartel, and he went to vote. And he went to vote. There was a campaign, like a, what do you call it, election campaign. And he saw one of the candidates who was a shlach, who was on the other side. And everyone was screaming, hurrah, hurrah, in like in Russia, it means, you say hooray in America, like, you know, hooray. But this chassid didn't have a clue about who this guy. That but everyone was screaming, hurrah. So he screamed three times, hurrah. Hurrah, hurrah, meaning hurrah. And the Rebbe said, everyone should scream three times hurrah. And with that, the Rebbe said the mimer. Right? Never before, another mimer, what's going on here? That night of Purim, b'shas the Rebbe said the mimer, that's when Stalin, Yimach Shemay V'zichrei, had his stroke, and his communists, they let him die in Pega, in a dacha somewhere outside of Moscow, and they didn't reveal it to the world for another few days, and a bunch of compatriots. And those who know history, he at the time he wanted to finish off what Hitler started, he had a doctor's plot was started then, and he was going to exile all the Jews to Birbijan, against the Churban would have been. Right? They ever put out the Magid, this Maimon, Tavshin and Aleph, which has to go for, because the end is also important. I remember it's very. Why am I telling you? So that Maimir the Rebbe explained the Indian of Goyril, where Yankiv and Esav are the same. Ki ach, the Pasuk is a Malachi, Ki ach Esav li Yankiv, v'oyev is Yankiv. The Bechira in Kal Yisrael is something that the Ebrisha chose Yankiv over Esav. It's not based on Rotsun, not based on, it's the Etzim Yechidah Sheben Nefesh, Bonim Atam Moshem Likechim, regardless of who Tzadikim and certain Chidish Akraizim used to sing on Purim by the Tisha of the Rebbe's, Vosmer Zainen, Zainen Mir, Abri Eden Zainen Mir. Whatever you are, it makes no difference. That's a deep shot. When you say that Chayvin Shul Besuri Adol Yod, they mean you can't reach that level. There's a difference between Or Haman, Baruch Mordechai. And on that level, the Oyev is Yankiv, and all the Hamans in the world go swinging on the gallows. So therefore, that's the reason Bipnimi is why every year, Parshas Truma, you read Chodesh Adar, when it's beginning to misnoitzitz the Kedusha of Purim. Because in this week's Parshas Truma, I want to talk about, we start reading about the Orin, the Kodesh Kedusha. The Pasuk, Vinay Adati L'choshom, Rashi Tevis. No, anyone out there? Anyone alive? Wakey, wakey. Vav Lamed Shin. What do I got? 336. What would 336 be gematria? A. Ksukis. B. Shavuos. C. Tu Bishvat. D. Purim. Take your choice. Purim. Rosh Tevis. From the Adati L'choshom. Hello. Which, by the way, is Begimatri, is Gadol, is Kadr, Shmei Rabba, Seyfei Tevis. You're going to figure to work it out. Which is also Begimatri, the Megalamuka says, Rabbi Yankov had a dream and a ladder, something with Jerusalem, a temple, a churban, a ba-ba-ba-ba. Och, he wakes up, Vayomer, Ochein, Yesh Havaya. What's Gimatri Yesh Havaya? 336. Which is Gimatri Purim. Right? Which, by the way, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out, 336 is also Gimatri Aron HaKohen. Where did Aaron HaKohen come into the picture? Because it's the same gematria. It says, a gewaldige shin of a rov, the Yecheskel says, I read it the Loshes down. On the day of Purim, yesh biyad kol, listen to this, yesh biyad kol Yehudi es HaKoyach sheyesh l'koyen godol lifnai v'lifnim b'kodesh HaKadosh. Every single individual Jew, right? You're the, whatever, has the same koyach that the Koyen Godol had going in Yom HaKodesh, in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And this was Emes Taiches Purim Tov Fresh Nun Zayin. That's pshat by the pasuk says Nachri Moiz Al Yovei Bechol Eisel HaKodesh. One day a year you can go into the Kodesh. But what did it say by Purim? By Purim it says the Uvchein Ovei El HaMelech Asher Loi Kedosh. Even though I'll be Das Torah, you can only go to the Kodesh Kedosh in Yom Kippur. Purim is Uvchein Ovei El HaMelech. Asher loikidos, like Yom Kippur. Oh, yeah. By the way, Haman and Amalek. So it's 95 and 240. What do I got? 335. Where did we just make a whole tumult about 336, which is Purim, which is Aron HaKohen, which is whatever? 336. Dafka through the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Retei Vnei Adati L'Chasham, Yom Mizgaber over Haman and Amalek. That's why Vnei Adati L'Chasham, the whole Gematria, is Gematria. Mordechai and Esther Makul, right? Yes, and that's why V'dibarti lechem ala kapur. My Rambam is a kapur of Yom Purim, and therefore the Vishnu Rebbe, the Havas Yisrael, says 936 is Purim, Gematria Purim, with a regular mem, which is 336, and a shlos mem is what 600 a mantzapach mem. Where do I get how much is 600 and 336? Which is Gematria v'nei adit l'chum. So I have. No one says this clearly, but based on all of this, is the Haraya Purim Ayid goes in the Mokar of the Kedusha of the Oyer Agonus of Purim is the Kodesh HaKadosh. And then I found in the Imrinoyim, Miriti Kavort, they bring the Pirkei Blezer, Perek Nun, I've said this before, where did Haman get this Eitz Kavoya Chamishim Amo? From the Kodesh HaKadosh. So where was he swinging from? Hello, my dear, sweet, holy brother. The same problem you have, I can tell you 20 more problems with this Pirkei Blezer. But they state the Chazal. Is it literal? Is it figurative? I have no idea. Consult your competent Orthodox rabbi. I have no idea. Is it the Kedusha, the Bechina? I don't know. As far as I remember, the Kedusha was 30 amos tall, right? And as far as I remember, they burnt it to the ground, the fire. Hello, Earth? I'm just telling you what the Pirkei Blezer is. So the Imre Noyim says, right, that patent posit, it's an posit. V'chi peral karnoisov, achas pashono. B'tam chatzar sakipurim, achas pashono. Yichap raleichem, l'doy reiseichem, kodesh kodashim, hu lashem. Any problems with this posit? Why is achas pashono repeated twice? No, prat is the posit thing with Yom Kippur, achas pashono. It says achas pashono twice, because there's two achas pashono, this Purim, which is Yom Kippur. Hello? And they have a chiper al karnoisov. Rishoyim are called Karen, as per the famous word of the Yisrael Dapter Rav. The pasuk says in Tilim Ayin Hey, v'chol karnei Rishoyim agadeya trimam la karnei sadik. Karen of the word Rishoyim, the Resh in the beginning and the Mem of the M is Rom, which gematria Molik. So the chiper al karnoisov achas pashona midam chatim achas pashona on both on Yom Kippur and Bifchi and Purim, you're able to get rid of whatever. Right, l'doyre seichem. He says, "Is maram is on doyre? What does doyre got to do with anything?" Milchama l'Hashem ba'malek, midoyre doyre, dar dar. We discussed many times. Dar dal reish echod acher. Yeah, yes, that's l'doyre seichem. And when there's a shaila of doyre, right? And therefore, dar dar. How much is dar dar dar? 408? What do you know about 408? Bezois yovei aron el hakodesh, right? Ksay zois yikaron basefer ki mochei amcha. Yes, hello? By the way, just parenthetically, before I begin the shir, that also is a remnant that says, Imrenoyim, you remember a Gemara in Brachas Daf Zayin, and if you, you just learned in Daf Yomi. And if you didn't learn in Daf Yomi, and you can't remember it from whatever, from your mother, when your malach taught you to your mother, right? You remember because it's a song, right? Remember the Bishmol Kayin Godel, and he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he saw Akasriel Shepapablu, right? And the whole, yeah? The Golem Ravachim, the yeah? This is Akasril. So the Megalamukis explains, he saw Akasril. He saw the shame of Akasril. You don't got to be a rocket trying to figure out Akasril is Gimatria Esther Makoil. Hello? And if you want to get really fancy and Kabbalistic, then I could tell you, how many times does the word Purim appear in the Megillah? Balkir, New Year Balkir. 5 times. What does 5 got to do with Purim? You don't got to be a genius to work out. How many days? Megillah Nikras. You got the first Mishnah in Megillah. 4 or 5 days. Yeah? You may remember that of the 5 days of Purim, if I remember from last year, the main days for us are 14th and 15th. But there's 3 days for the Kfarim. Yeah? 11th, 12th, and 13th. Yeah? Therefore, in the Megillah, 2 times Purim is written Mole, and 3 times Chos. You know this. Yeah. Purim Mole, we said, is 336. How much would 336 times 2 be?
672.
Hello? 672. And 3 times 330, 990. How much is 990 plus 672? 1,662. Which 1,000 is Elef plus Kasriel. So who did he see? He saw this Kasriel, which is Bechinas Esther, Knesset Yisrael, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the source of the whole idea of Aleph is referred to Atzilus, because Kasriel is whatever, Malchus Atzilus would become Kasriel to be, whatever. I'm not with the Kabbalah, but the point is that the source of the Kedusha of Purim starts from where? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now you understand, understand what I'm talking about. Start here. Now, what I really want is a whole lumdus, a brisker Torah, but I have no time to elaborate. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Dalit of Hilchus Beis HaBechira. Hilchus Beis HaBechira starts, Perek Aleph. The mitzvah, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and the Kedem. Perek Beis and Gimel deals with the clay Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to build a menorah, to build a shulchan. It's all included, because the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to have a bias, which is roi, to do avoidin, right? If we have to reckon each keli separately, right? It's all nickel in the mikvah, absolutely mikvah. The Rambam does not discuss at all, not in Sefer HaMitzvah, not in various places, he doesn't discuss the Orin. And there's a whole rugged chover, this brisket Torah, some achlag between Reb Moshe Soloveitchik and his brother, the Griz, against the Lumdis, all the Rosh Hashivas, Kachendis, right? Was the Oren HaKudish in the Kodesh Oren HaEdus considered to be a Keli or not? What then? Oh, wait. Some say a Kli Shoris is Pshat, a Keli which you use for the Avoid. Could anyone tell me what was the Avoid which was used by the Oren? At most, it was something you placed in it, the Aron HaEdus. The Aron HaEdus, you placed the Luchas, or the Torah, or whatever you put in there, according to various deities. But it's not used in divine worship. It's not used in the service of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, whether you reckon the Aron to be a Keli, right? Oh, Tumla, that's really what I want to speak about today. I can't tell you more. Look in Chavetz Chaim Hashorim, this is Parashah, look in Rosh Weissim, this week Parashah, look in Marganisa, the Pnin, maybe Droshim, this week Parashah. All the classical Lumdus is for him. Lumdus, Alpiglumdus. The Rebbe has a very fascinating sheet in this. The Rebbe quotes, I have nothing to elaborate. The Chazal say, "Be'ez Shabono Shloime Sabayis V'yodo Soifel Lichorov." He knew the Beit Lichorov. He built a bonaboy mokim lignus be'orim lemata be'matmini as amukis v'kalkulis V'yishio Hamelach Tziva v'gonzoi be'mokim Shabono Shloime. I can't look at the Rebbe. The Rebbe has diukim on top of diukim on top of diukim on this Rambam, the Loshna Rambam, the Raya, and Shinuyim from the Gemara, etc., etc. Why would the Rambam, the Chalek is the Gemara in Yuma, Gimel, Dalet, where was the Orin? was it placed underneath the Kodesh Kodashim, was it Lishkas Eitzim, there's a day that was taken to Babel, various days. What makes the Rambam Machriya, right, that it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and why all the Rayas, a bunch of kashas. The Rebbe has a gewaldige diuk. Where does the Rambam discuss the Aron HaKodesh? Not in Perek, Beis, and Gimel, which deal specifically, explicitly, with the Kalim, in Perek Dalet. In Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, the Rambam goes back to the Tzuras Habayis. The Beis HaMikdash had a Kodesh, a Kodashim, an Ulam, whatever. Yeah? And there, the place where the Rambam discusses the Aron HaKodesh, is the Charaya that Rebbe learns, Naniach, put aside the question of, is the Oren a Keli or not? Over the Oren is a Chelik from the Tzuras Habayis, not just a Keli. And if you're missing an Oren HaKodesh, you don't have a base, a proper base on Migdash. Oibazoi stells it the Kashit Tamua B'yoser. So what do you do in the second Beis HaMikdash? From the time of Yeshua in the first Beis HaMikdash, where there was no... That's the Diyuk in the Rambam. That was beautifully in the Psukim, in the Rambam, and wherever. Shloim HaMelech L'chatchil L'nu. That there will be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he knew that Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is totally in the Oren. Because we said before, the Oren is the vehicle through which the Shechina shines in the Beis HaMikdash. So what did he do? He made a place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as you know it, for the Beis HaMikdash in normal times, and he built a subterranean tunnel, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim Bizman HaGolus. The Klizmer Rebbe, the whole Arichas, maybe that the Rambam, that could do the Rambam Pasuk, the Kodesh HaRishonim, the Kitzur L'Shaydei Lavi, because the Oren, Rebbe didn't learn that. But in other words, you had to have the Rambam Paskins, you had to have the Oren in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's in a massive of Geniza. Al derech the Urim V'tumim. Was there an Urim V'tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash? Then you learn what trapped Urim V'tumim. Is it a Shem of Feirish? Is it the Avnei HaChoyish? If it's the Avnei HaChoyish, there was. But it wasn't this Gal. Al derech said the second Beis HaMikdash, or the time of Yeshua, there was a Oren, right? But it was Nignus. But its Kedusha is still there, whether it's been Koymel, it's still Eitzim, right? And that gave the Beis HaMikdash Kiyum. Kumt Ois, not only do you realize here a mile in the floor, in the second Beis HaMikdash, it still had an Oren, just you couldn't see it. In the first Beis HaMikdash already, Shlem HaMelech, Bavornt, the problem, and if the second Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash Lassad Lovei, is really a hemshit from the Bayez Shabon HaShlemu, because the Iker is the Beis, the Keli for Hashros HaShchina is the Oren. Now, if I had the time, I would go through a whole machlokes between Rashi and Ramban, which I'm not going to. What is the Oren? If you learn Rashi, then it says again, you have to put a kapiras on the Oren, and you, in the Oren, you have to put... It's repeated. So the Shaili is the machlokes, Rashi and Ramban. I don't have to elaborate. It is the kapiras and the two kruvim, by extension, a chelik from the etzema orin, which is the orin is not called an orin until you have a kapiris and the shtei kruvin, or is it two different inyanim? There's an orin, and there is kapiris. The Ramban says it's all one mitzvah. From Rashi kum dois, it's two separate inyanim. I don't know, and this fits in. What was the kruvin? Hello. Ramban says it was Maaseh Merkava, so like a tmus of a malach. Because you have the Oren Ho'edus. The Oren is the Oren. Those people don't learn this way. Those people who learn that the mitzvah of the Oren is the place to put the luchas. That's why they didn't build the second base, they made to build an Oren, right? Because without luchas, there's no Oren. That's the whole shmuz in itself, okay? What do you have on it? You have flanked the whole Hemshir from Matan Torah. After Ramban famously, the whole Beis HaMikdash is the Hemshir from Matan Torah. Therefore, you had on top of the Kapiris, the Hemshir, the Divarati L'Chosham, the Dibarticha. Therefore, it's all one big Shachas. One big Kapiris with Kruvim. Therefore, what were the Kapiris? Like the Malachim and the Maaseh Merkava and Yecheskel and Yishayahu, whatever. Rashi learns the Kruvim were Gravyo, a boy and a girl, a Zohar and a Kevel, which has nothing to do with the Oren. It's a separate Keli in and of itself. Afkaminis, three Afkaminis looking like a Rabbi Chover, something like that. And Aloha, whether it's separate or whatever. Rabbi Tazoya, whatever. which pnimius and yonim means, is the ne'arati achilik, is the maila for a yid, a hemshich from Torah, just one big Rashi, which is true to Shalmik, which brings out the pashtus atma at a higher level. The maila of a yid is even higher than the maila of Torah, as I discussed countless times. There's a level where a yid, wherever he is, better, worse, whatever, he still has that maila which can't be destroyed, which is the bechina of Yom Kippur, Yechid, Shebenefetch, which is unpolutable, indestructible, uncorruptible, right? And that is Nisgala on Yom Kippur, and that's Nisgala on Purim. So Purim, now, I'm just trying to attach two things. Now I begin to have a much deeper havana in why we say that the Chayiv Inish L'Besumi Purim Agul Yoda, which we explained from the Ma'aseh Hashem, right, which really means Chazal said one day a year forget about the Churban. Why? Because the idea of Purim is tapping into Osud Lovei, where there is no Churban, where even at the time of Geniza, where you don't see it with your own five senses, but the Oron HaKodesh and the Shechina is still with Chal Yisrael, and Yidin are Kulam Kedoshim, and every Yid has this Bechina of Kodesh Kedoshim in Zich and in the world, and all you got to do is believe it and understand that on Purim you're going in the Kodesh Kedoshim and believe in the Koyach of Torah and Tefillah and the Kedusha of Purim, not to, the idea of Purim is not to count how many chocolate bars you get, not to go in the street and act like a total lunatic. I say every year, Chayvin is Besume, the Ger Rebbe today is the Yortzeit HaBeisrael. Always say, Besume is Rosh Tevis, Somer Mipachtecha Besorium Shvatecha Yerezi. The Gilu Berodo on Purim, but Purim is Bechinas Yom Kippur, and on Purim you could do what you can't do if a whole year there's a mile of Tzaddik, is even higher than Yom Kippur. And the Ebrish Halfin, we should use the idea of Purim, the Chazal say in the schus of Mikra Megillah, which be Zoycha to be in the base of Mikra, it's one and the same. From here of Yamin.